Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Tes Vav. We are starting Yudal Rama Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the words Kol Oisus Akfulim. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarah Bas Miakam Moshe Harnish Shamash Shana Haven Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Kol Oisus Akfulim Aleph Beis. All the double letters in Aleph Beis. That's Mem Nun Sadi Fei and Chaf. We have a regular letter and then an endo letter or a sifis letter, whichever way you're taught to say it. So these double letters. Kazevus are shown with Chesed Teva Beemsa Teva. One writes the first one, meaning the regular open letter in the beginning, in the middle of the word. Vesachroinim and the end letter beside. Fall at the end of the word of him. Sheen if he changed, pasul to pasul. Now, Mishim Rav Masim Charsham Rudei said, Mansapach, halacha mash misinai, these letters, Mansapach, these letters that are doubled, Mem, Nun, Sadi, Fe, and Chaf, those are halacha mash misinai that they're supposed to be doubled. Tesavam Rav on top of the Gemara asked, Mao Mansapach, why are we saying Mansapach? Why is it out of order? Why are we starting with Mem, Nun? We should really be starting with Chaf. It should be Chaf, Mem, Nun, Peit, Sadi, and yours totally out of order. Why is it like that? So, Reviewer says, Mishim Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, it really stands for something, Mash, Iskinul Chat, Saifim, meaning Mansapach. That's what it stands for. What does that mean? That means what the Tzayfim, the Nevi'im, they established for you. And that's why the word is Matzapach, because we could break it up meaning Min Tzafach, from the Tzayfim. Tzafach is another way of saying Tzayfim. And the answer to this is that even though we just had said that these letters are Alach HaMashmi Sinai, that they're supposed to be doubled, later on they were actually forgotten, and then the Nevi'im came along and reinstituted them. So that's why they're given this name. The Gemara asks, Ma'inu and Ilan Tzayfim. Who are these Tzayfim that we're talking about? So Ma'as, there's a story. B'yayim Sagrir, on a closed day, which means it was rainy, so everything is closed. Shalom nechzu chom besavad chom didn't come into the base medrash nechzu atinoikas, but the kids went into the base medrash. And remember, they said itun navid base vada dloy vatel. We should establish the base vad, meaning we have to make sure that there's learning over here, so it's not batel. It can't be that there's no learning in the base medrash. So Amrin, what do these children say? Mahu dein dechsev mem mem nun nun tzadi tzadi pei pei chaf chaf. What is it that we have all this written? We have a double mem, a double nun, double tzadi, double pei, and double chaf. And the answer is follows. Really, all these double letters stand for something. Mimimer lemimer. Mem mem stands for from the mimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the mimer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gave this over to Moshe, Moshe gave it over to us. Nun nun stands for minemon lenemon, from the nemon to the nemon. Again, from Hashem to Moshe. Tzadik is mitzadik letzadik. From Hashem who's a tzadik to Moshe is a tzadik. Mipeh lepeh, from mouth to mouth, that's the pei. And mikaf yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekaf yadosh Moshe, from the palm of the hand of Hashem to the palm of the hand of Moshe. Now, simu asen chachamim, the chum give a sim and they give a sign that these children grow up to be great, and all of them grew up to be great people. And Amr, they said, their Blessed Rabbi Yeshua, Havin Min Hain, their Blessed Rabbi Yeshua were two of them. Now, even though this is a great story, it still does raise the question that this has nothing to do with Nevi'im, and that is a little bit of a challenge that Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky ends off with. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yom Rashim, Rabbi Chiba Arba, Rabbi Sima, and Train, Amr, both of them say, Tarsa Rishainim, Loi Haya, Loi He Shalahem, Veloi Mem Shalem Sasom, the Tar of the earlier ones, their He and Mem were not closed, which means they didn't have the end of letter Mem, because end of letter Mem is closed, Hasamach Sasom, but their Samach was closed. Now, something else about an interesting way of writing things. Rav Simon, Rav Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Train, Amun, both of them say, Ant Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim, Hayu Kasin Yerushalayim, Yerushalayma. They would write Yerushalayim as Yerushalayma. They would just write Yerushalayim with an open mem at the end, no hay, and there was like a little chupchik, a little line at the top of the mem, indicating to the reader that they should read it as Yerushalayma. Vahay Makpidim, but they weren't makpid about this. Ayud Kafasa, similarly, Safon, Safaina, they would write Safon like this, so we'd read as Safaina, and Taimon would be Taimana. And we continue with another discussion of things that were changed. The 13 things that the Chum changed for Talmai HaMelech. Who was Talmai? So he was the king of Egypt. He had taken 72 of the elders, 72 Zakenim, put them in 72 different rooms, and told them they have to translate the Torah. Now, B'derech Neis, every single one of them realized when they got to a certain point of the Torah that this could potentially cause an issue to somebody like Talmai or to the non-Jews who are going to be reading it. And on their own, they decided to change a word or two, and all of them made those same exact changes. So what were these 13 changes? So right in the beginning, Kisvulei, they wrote him Elikim Bar Bereshis. Instead of writing Bereshis Bar Elikim, they wrote Elikim Bar Bereshis, first of all, because they realized that he would need to read the Torah starting out with the name of Hashem, Elikim Bar Bereshis. Also, their fear was that if we wrote Bereshis Bar Elikim, that could lend Mashmais Chas V'Shalom to saying that Bereshis is the name of a god, and he was the one that created Elikim. So they changed that. Another thing they changed was they wrote E'ese Adam B'Tzalem U'Dmos. I'm going to make man B'Tzalem U'Dmos. Really, in the Torah says, Na'ase Adam, let us make man. But again, they were afraid that this might lend a person to say that there's more than one god. Let us make man Nase, so they were saying to Ese, I will. Moving on, they wrote Zachar Unikuvav Baraam, they made man in all of his openings. They were afraid that if he wrote Zachar Unikeva Baraam, the male and female created them. Also, that might lead a person to say that Hashem, so to speak, has two forms. He has a Zachar form and a female form. Therefore, they wrote Zachar Unikuvav, man and his different openings. Also, they changed and they wrote Vaichal Bashishi Vayishbash Bashvi, that he finished on the sixth day and he rested on the seventh. We know it says Vaichal Bayam Hashvi. But again, they were were afraid that he's going to say, what do you mean? Hashem did work on the seventh day, so why did you not do work on the seventh day? So if they changed it to this, also they changed the following, Hava Erda, come, I'm going to go down, instead of Hava Nerda, let us go down. Also it should show that we just have Hashem and not multiples. Another thing they changed was, Vatitzchak Sara Bekreveha Lamar. The Sara laughed among her relatives, saying, really it says, Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, that Sara laughed inside. However, we know that Hashem asked Avram, why did Sara laugh? But then it might lead somebody to ask, why is it Sara was called out for laughing when Avram basically did the same thing and he wasn't called out for it? Therefore, they changed it to Bikroi Veha among her relatives, because that was done in a public setting. Another thing they changed was when Yaakov had said about Shimon and Levi, and they wrote as follows, Kiba Apam Hargu Shar, Uver Tzainam Ikru Avais. Then in their anger, they killed a Shar, and they willfully uprooted the trough. Really, Yaakovinu had written Kiba Apam Hargu Ish, referring to Shechem and the entire city. Lacham didn't want Talmud to read that Yaakov is saying about his own kids that they were murderers. Another thing they wrote as follows, Vayikach Moshe as Ishtai Vezbanav, Vayikivim Al Noise Bnei Adam, that Moshe took his wife and sons and he put them on that which carries people. Really, it says Vayikivim Al Chamar, he put them on the donkey, but they didn't want Talmud to make fun and say, what is this? Moshe Rabbeinu, your great leader, he only had a donkey, he didn't have a camel or horse. So that's why they wrote Noise Bnei Adam, something that carries people, so it's really up for the interpretation of whoever's reading it about what type of animal he put them on. Another thing they changed was they wrote, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Shayashim Mitzrayim, Uvachal Aratzah, Shleshim Shon Rabbi Meishana. That the dwelling that the Bnei Yisrael did in Mitzrayim and other lands was 430 years. Really says that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. However, the Cheshbon is not exactly like that. They weren't in Mitzrayim per se for 430 years. The entire extended Gullus was from the Bris Bein Abasarim, but they weren't actually in Mitzrayim the whole time. So to skip the whole confusion, they just added in the words of Chala Ratzais. Another thing they changed was, instead of writing the Eshar Neves, which means the rabbit, it's one of the Trefa animals, they wrote Es Tziras Haraglayim, the one that has short legs. We know that rabbit has much shorter front legs and back legs, and the reason why they did is because Ima Shel Talmei HaMelech HaNavta HaVashma, the mother of Talmei HaMelech, according to someone who was the wife of Talmei HaMelech, her name was HaNavta, and they didn't want him to say, what are you making fun of me by sticking my mother's name in the Torah? Another thing they changed is they wrote, Lo Chemed Echon Mehem Nusasi, I didn't take any desirable thing from you. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu had told the Yidden, Lo Chamar Echon Mehem Nusasi, I didn't take a donkey from you. But that could technically be left up for interpretation to mean that Moshe didn't take a donkey, but he took other things. Therefore, they just said, Lo Chemed Echon Mehem Nusasi, I didn't take anything desirable from you. Another thing they changed, when it talks about Avodah Zarah, they wrote as follows, Asher Chalak Hashem Lekecha Oisam, Lahatir Lachal Ha'amim, Tachas Kal Shemayim. And the key over here is they added in the word Lahatir. This is talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars. So they wrote that Hashem had given these to give light to all the nations, and the reason why that was added in, so as not to give it the ability to read the Pasuk, to show that the Amim, the other nations, are allowed to do Avodah Zarah, so it had to be very clear these things were given to provide light. Lastly, the thing they changed was they wrote, Asher Lo Tzivisi L'Umais La'avdam, also about Avodah Zarah, that I didn't command the Umais to serve them, because if they didn't write the Umais, adding this word in, it could also technically be understood that Hashem is saying, I didn't command to serve them, but they are able to be served. And going back to discuss Safra's proper way of writing, Kol Isaac Suvim Im Hashem, all letters that are written with Shem Hashem, Milafanav, beforehand, if it's a prefix, Hare Ilu Chayel, they're considered Chayel Venim Chakin, and they're allowed to be erased. I mean, not the Shem Hashem itself, but the prefix to Shem Hashem could be erased. For example, La Hashem, Ba Hashem, Me Hashem, Ke Hashem, She Hashem, meaning the Lamed, Beis, Mem, Chaf, and Shin beforehand, they're able to be erased. And how do we know this? Shekim Hatzonim B'tzitz, Shum of Dolim Menu. We find by the tzitz, the golden forehead plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, the letter is separate from the word. What's written? Kodesh Lamed Milmaton. It has the words Kodesh and then just the letter Lamed below, Vashem Milamalon, and Shem Hashem is above. So we clearly see that the Lamed is not actually part of Shem Hashem. That's what always is on top. Now the other way, Kol Isaac Suvim Hashem Me'achayrov, any letters with the name afterwards, meaning they're a suffix, they come after Shem Hashem, Harelu Kodesh, those are Kodesh, Ve'inim Chakim, and they're not allowed to be erased. Yeah, for example, Akinu Lekechem. Continuing this discussion, Elu Shemais, She'inim Chakim, these names are not allowed to be erased because they're considered Shem Hashem. Hakayz Hashem Ba'arba Oisais, Be'yudu Vekei, Ba'alf Mudalid, one who writes Shem Hashem with four letters, either Yud Kei Vav Kei or Alf Dalid and Nun Yud, those are both Shemes of Hashem, can't be erased. And then we also have the name Kel, and Elikim, and Elikecha, and Elikei, and Elikenu, Elikechem, Shakai, Tzvakais, Eke Asher Eke, all those can't be erased. However, because of Alf Dalid, Me Hashem, Alf Kei, Me Eke, if you wrote just two letters, Alf Dalid from Hashem, or Alf Hei from Eke, or Shin Dalid, Me Shakai, or Tzadi Beis, Me Tzvakais, Hare Ilan Chakim, those two letters could be erased because they're not Shem Hashem. One can erase that which is written before them as well, meaning a prefix, such as Leiloi Kim, Machikas Alamid. If we have the word Leiloi Kim, the Lamid could be erased, because again, that's not part of the name, it's just a prefix. Also, La Hashem, Machikas Lamid. However, Kasav Yud Kim, Arba Oisias, he wrote Yud K out of Yud K Vav K, or Aleph Lamid, Melei Kim, the letters Aleph Lamid from the word Elikim, any name Chak that can be erased, because that's a shame in and of itself. Kol Shadav, the rule is, Kol Shakyote by Shem, Miskai Makam Acher, in Nimchak. If these letters are considered a shame somewhere or else, meaning written by themselves, they would be ashamed, they can't be erased. That's what we just said. Now, Tanur Bias Yamar Basi teaches, Shalbez Chagira, people of Bez Chagira, Kazvan Ramanim Hayu Yushalayim, they were experts ciphering in Yushalayim, Hayu Machim Tzvakais, they would erase the word Tzvakais, Shekain Hushem Chayal B'Makam Acher, because that also happens to be just a regular plain word somewhere else, not referring to Hashem, as we see in the following pasuk, Upaktu Sare Tzvakais B'Raisha'am. So, for the word Tzvakais could be erased. Continue to discuss this, Kol Hashem Saksuvim Bavinu Avram, all the names that are written in regards to Avram Avinu, when we read all the parshas in the Torah that have to do with Avram, Kodesh, they're considered Kodesh, they're Shem Hashem, Chutz Me'echad Shu Chayal, except for one time that it's actually Chayal. As the pasuk says, Vayhi Kasher Hisu Oisi Elohim Beis Avi, it was when the gods, meaning the Avodah Zarah, caused me to be turned away from my father's house. However, Vyashem, some say, Avhu Kodesh, that's also Kodesh, She'ilulei Elohim Kvar Hisu Oisi, because actually referring to Hashem. Similarly, Kol Hashem Zaksuv Micha, all the Shemus that are written in regards to Micha, we know Micha had set up an Avodah Zarah and caused a lot of people to serve it, so anytime it says a shame over there, Aval Pishen Ksuvim Be Yudu V'Kei, even though it's written with Yudu N'Kei, Hare Ilu Chayol, it's completely Chayol, there's nothing to do with Shem Hashem, Chutz Me'echad Shu Kodesh, except for one time where it is Kodesh, as the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei HaYoyz Beis Ha'Elohim B'Shiloy. So that's talking about the Mishkan and Shiloy, it's calling it Beis Ha'Elohim, and that's the actual Shem Hashem. Something similar, Kol Hashem Saksuvim Be Navois, all the Shemus that are written by Navois, you know a whole story of Navois with King Achav, he wanted a vineyard that was owned by him, he asked Navois if he would sell it to him, he said no, so Yizevel, the terribly wicked wife of Achav, arranged for two witnesses to falsely testify that Navois had cursed Hashem and the king, and that caused Navois to be killed, whereupon Achav just took his vineyard, and so it has the name of Hashem there many times. So all those Shemais, Afal Pishen Ksuvim Ba'alaf Lamed, even though they're written with Alaf Lamed, Harelu Kodesh, they're Kodesh, such as this Pasuk, Berech Navois Elikim Vamelech. Now this entire preceding discussion has been talking about Shemais of Hashem. Aval, however, says the Gemara, Chanun, V'Rachom, Erchapayim, Reb Chesed, Melech, Melachim, Meroimam, V'Gadol, V'Noira, V'Elyon, Adir, Tzadik, Yasher, Chassid, Tamim, Gibor, Hare Ilu Chayol, all these words, even though they're being used to describe Hashem, they're Chayol and they're not considered Shemus of Hashem. We can be discussing names, Elu Shemus Shein Nechlakin, the following names are not allowed to be split, they're not allowed to be written into two, Amiel, Amishadoi, Tsuriel, Tsurishadoi, Gamliel, Pedatzer, Pedal, Ein Nechlakim, they're not allowed to be split into two, and Elu Shemus Shein Nechlakin, the following names, they need to be written in two because they're actually two words, they're not one word, Base El, Base Avain, Vechara Av, Vechara Api, Paiti Farah, and Safnas Panach. We can do something similar. Haluluka. What about the word Haluluka? So Rav Shmuel argue about this. Chana, one of them says Haluluka. It's two separate words. Vacharnamar, the other one says Haluluka. It's one word. Namadamar Haluluka. The one who holds that it's two separate words. Nachlak ven nimchak. That means it's written split separately because it's two words and it cannot be erased because Yud K is Shem Hashem, so it can't be erased. And Mandamar Haluluka, the one that holds that it's one word. Nimchak ven nechlak. That means that it could be erased, but it's not allowed to be split. It's one word, so it's written as Haluluka and it could be erased because it's not Shem Hashem and you can't split it into two. Now, we don't know who says what, and now here's the answer. Rav, that which Rav says, that Shamas min Chaviv, I heard from my uncle, im yitain li adam sefer telmah shel Rav Meir, mechka ani eskal haluka shabai, if somebody gave me the sefer telmah of Rav Meir, I would erase all the halukas in it, shalins chavon lakachoy, because he didn't have kavana to be makadesh, to sanctify those words. So clearly, havadu amar, it's him, meaning it's Rav who holds that haluka, it's one word, and therefore it's allowed to be erased, because it's not Shem Hashem. Now, milen drabonim pligin, the following member of the Rabbanim clearly argues, there's tefillin of lashonis of praise in Sefer Tehillim, beishur, benitzuach, benigon, beshir, bemizmar, behaskel, berina, betayda, betfila, and berbracha, and hamo'osher shabakulon haluluka. The greatest, most praiseworthy of them is the word haluluka, shehashem vehashemach kulon bay, because we have both shame Hashem and praise within this word haluluka. So it seems according to this that haluluka is one word, but also is shame Hashem. Now we're time for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Hallel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.